Welcome to the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church. We hope our broadcast will bless you.
Good morning, Midland Church. Happy Sabbath, everyone. My family and I are so happy to be here again. Amen. We serve a living and wonderful God. Praise to His name. God is good, eh? All the time, God is good. Pastor Thompson, thank you very much for this opportunity. I was telling somebody who was trying to tell us, you don't need to come back. I told him, in our culture, we have to come back. We come from a culture where gratitude is expressed in a very living and different way. We train our children how to be grateful in a very special way. For example, if you receive a donut, like this is common for a boy, and the parent will tell you, if you see that man tomorrow, thank him for yesterday. So the boy will say, thank you, uncle, for the gift of the donut yesterday. They will tell him, if you see him next week, thank him for last week. So the child will say, thank you, uncle, for the donut of last week. If you see him in a month time, thank him for last month donut. So if we say, uncle, thank you for last month donut. If you see him a quarter later, you have to thank him for last quarter donut. So you say, thank you for last quarter donut. Thank you for last semester donut. Thank you for last year donut. So that's how we are trained in West Africa, how to be grateful. So this visit is just to say thank you again to our dear brothers and sisters from Midland Church. We don't know how to express. We wish we could speak some French because we were going through some challenges this year. You know, when Satan says that you have too much rejoicing in your life, he will make sure that you go through some troubles. You remember Job? Job was thanking God every day. He was thanking God for his children, for how prosperous he was, for how his servants were doing. And Satan was not happy about that. And Satan wanted to challenge Job. And he had to agree with God on what he could do. So we think that we experienced something similar. We had an experience in 2015 where we were able to raise close to $100,000 in less than 3 months. And when we only spoke we only spoke in 8 churches. But this year, after speaking in 15 churches, after raising almost 70,000, we were still short of 20 plus thousand. So it was becoming discouraging. And we prayed and fasted. And as God promised, never to allow the enemy to tempt us beyond what we can bear. We heard about the marching plan from Midland. And we prayed and said, God, please help that plan to just be the tool that will help us live before it gets too cold in this country. Because we came in January and it was hard. We sent a newsletter recently to tell you what we went through in January, and we didn't want to go through that again, so we were praying hard. We have to wait outside with our kids during winter in Bering Spring, Michigan, and we were just coming from a country where the average temperature was around 85, 90, and where it gets dry and hot up to 110. And here we were waiting outside with a temperature around 20. Oh, it was hard for us. So we were praying, God, please, because they told us, if you don't reach your goal, we'll extend your stay for 3 more months. And that would be more money to raise. And that would be more challenging with weather and with more speaking appointments. But we praise God. Amen. Again, God use you to answer our prayer. What a wonderful God we serve. So the matching fund that you guys put up was able to raise close to 26,000, even more than that, 26,000 plus. And praise God, that helped us to reach our goal. Amen? So we'll be leaving tomorrow. So we are so excited. And if you have not received the new edition of Adventist Frontier, the November 2017, you can read it online. I can give you a password. And there you have our latest article where we said more signs of God's leading. But before that, we have a card that we prepared too, like our brother David. You've also seen the importance of gratitude. And not only cultures put emphasis on gratitude, but science have shown today how gratitude is important. I want to share with you, but before that, I want to give a card. So this is for the church. We will be looking for a more meaningful present to say thank you, African way. But for now, this is what we could find. So Pastor Thompson, thank you again, and please extend this to the Midland Church family as signs of our appreciation for your wonderful and faithful support and generous support and sacrificial support. Thank you very much. So science has shown that gratitude is very important. When you read Robert Emerson's discovery, he's professor of psychology at the University of California. He says that the benefit of expressing gratitude, it's so important. It has higher level of positive emotion like love, optimism, joy, enthusiasm, happiness. And he says the practice of gratitude as a discipline protects a person from the destructive impulses of envy, resentment, greed, and bitterness. Dr. Amon says that those who are grateful are able to cope better with stress, sleep better, they have more energy, and even have more resilience towards illness and have greater physical health. Amen. The Bible said that many years ago, when Christ healed those 10 lepers, only one came back. And Christ asked, where are the others? So you understand why we decided to come back and say thank you. And thank you for giving us this opportunity to say thank you. We'll be leaving tomorrow. And we'll be going in a country where they desperately need protection. You can read that article, how God helped us to discover again why God is sending us to that country in the Maghreb, in North Africa. There are statistics about 8 countries in the Middle East. And that country comes top in beliefs in evil spirit manifestation, beliefs in how they can use Quranic verses to protect themselves against evil high. But we know the greater protection is only in our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we're going to show to those people who are also God's children. But today, I want just us to rejoice and be grateful. We are grateful for your generous support. We are grateful for the hospitality. We slept yesterday with the Thompson. So Sylvester and his wife, Claudette, wonderful meal, thank you. But before that, we were also visiting with the Marsh family. Thank you very much. They provided our lay workers with free new computers. Amen? So we stopped yesterday to say thank you. And they also provided towards the matching fund significantly. So thank you to everyone. Thank you for your prayers. We have small cards for each one of you that you can put as a page marker. Every time you say it, you can be praying for us and thanking God for us. We also brought magnets. You can see them outside that you can put on your fridge. We have one for each one of you, but maybe one for my family will be enough. So you can have them. The church put some outside. We have some, so that you can be thanking God and praying God for us. But this morning, there is more joy and more reason to rejoice, because the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, for any soul that repents, there is joy in heaven. Amen. And I understand after the wonderful program Pastor Thompson led for Unlock Your Revelation, four precious souls have decided to commit to Christ. And we should all rejoice for that. And we should all be grateful for that. So I won't say much. I want us to remain in that spirit of thanking the Holy Spirit's ministry for convincing people to join God's church. And let's read Luke chapter 15, just to hand. Luke chapter 15. You know, those parables are very, very unlikely to happen, but this is the message behind it. Christ says, he shares the parable of a man that has 100 sheep, loses one, but leaves 99 and goes to search for that one and invites people to celebrate with him. But the message is, let's read first verse 7. I say to you that likewise there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just person who need no repentance. And in verse 10, there is also the story of that woman that loses a coin and search for it, and when she finds it, she invites neighbors to celebrate with her. And the Bible says in Luke chapter 15, verse 10, likewise I say to you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Amen? And this morning, I want all of us to repent for our lack of prayer for those who are seeking God. We need to spend more time and pray for the Holy Spirit to lead them to the light, to the truth. And the text Brother Wemba read, the harvest is plentiful, but God needs more laborers. And we need to repent that we don't pray enough for those laborers to come. We need to repent for how lazy we are sometimes to even pray for our brothers and sisters. And we will repent for that too, because we need to pray more for you people at Midland. We need to pray for your families, for your health, for your marriages. And may God help us as we rejoice today for those precious souls. Amen.
You have been listening to the broadcast from the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church at 2420 East Ashman in Midland, Michigan. If you are in the area, we cordially invite you to visit our church Saturday mornings. If you're a distance away, we encourage you to continue visiting our website and weekly podcast at midlandsda.org.